You've been busy. You've got another book out since I last spoke with you. This one's called If the Church Were Christian, Rediscovering the Values of Jesus. How much trouble did this get you into with Christians?
Well, a lot of good mail, a lot of complimentary mail, and probably an equal amount of mail telling me I'm going to hell, which I already suspected in the first place, so that didn't come as any surprise.
I don't think you put a lot of stock by the idea of hell at this point, or maybe not. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but my sense is that you used to believe pretty clearly in a kind of heaven and hell type arrangement, but you've moved to a different place. Or do you even bother thinking of the afterlife? I know the last chapter is something about not worrying so much about the afterlife.
Yeah, it's a perspective that I would say has captured my attention less and less as the years pass, primarily because it's just something we don't know about. So I've just concluded that to invest a lot of time and thought and energy into that is really not too critical. And now the only reason it's important to me is because I've noticed the correlation between how our beliefs about the afterlife often affect how we treat people in this life. So that, for instance, if we believe someone is going to hell or someone is damned or lost or not loved by God, we have given ourselves then moral authority or tacit permission to treat them like hell. So in that sense, it's important to me, but not in the sense of sitting around every day and imagining how wonderful it will be if there's a heaven and what it might be like.